until it kind of cools.
Oh, you mean you want to you put the yeast in a cup and pour boiling water over and then?
No, you haven't put the yeast in.
No, I haven't put the yeast in yet. Put the yeast in last.
Well, now do you have to dissolve the yeast before you put it in?
Yeah, dissolve the yeast in about a half a cup of about 3 spoons full of boiling water into this yeast.
Uh huh. And you use the little packages of dry yeast.
2 packages. Uh-huh. I use this here's. Now this here's the icebox rolls. Uh-huh. I'm telling you about. And you work this yeast in here. In this warm water until it gets kind of cool. Work it all up again and put 2 eggs. Beat up 2 eggs in this. And it gets cool. All this. Work it all up together and let this set back. And then when it gets kind of cool, you mix it into your dough.
And how much flour do you use?
You put in 3 cups of flour at first.
You put this into the mixture? Yeah. It's got the yeast and everything?
Yeah, put this into your mixture, in the flour. Pour this into your flour, 3 cups of flour in, just work this up.
Well, now do you sift the flour before you put it in?
Yeah, sift your flour and then measure 3 cups full into this mixture.
Okay.
In a bowl, and work it all up good. And then work it up, and then you put about, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, takes about 6 cups.
And you work it in a little at a time?
Yeah, that's right. And then when it gets like biscuit dough, roll it all up good, and then put it in a bowl and put it in the refrigerator.
Well, now, do you have to knead it?
You knead it after you,
While you're putting in the flour, do you need
it? Yeah, knead it some, and then put it in the refrigerator to rise.
Uh-huh.
It takes about, I'll make mine sometime at night. Next morning be okay.
But you don't roll it out yet then?
Oh no, just put it in and let it rise.
Okay.
And then it'll last several days in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cook it all the same time. Then take it out and roll it out in your... No, you take it out and let it rise in a big pan or something. And then you make it out in your biscuits.
Well, then how long do you let it rise?
It'll take 2 or 3 hours, something like that. It's rise slow.
Uh-huh.
But you don't let it rise until you put it in the refrigerator. Now, this is the refrigerator roll.
Yeah, okay. Well, now then, you put it in, after you've made it up, you put it in the refrigerator.
That's right.
And then when you want to bake some, you take it out and let it rise still for 2 or 3 hours?
It won't take it long to rise after it gets warm.
Uh-huh.
Set that.
Uh-huh. And then you roll it out, or do you...
Roll it out.
Uh-huh.
And let it do.
Okay. And then how long do you cook them, the biscuits?
Not long. Just get your stove hot and it'll rise up.
10 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah. Be nice.
Okay, well, thank you.